Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Green and Growing with Ashley Frasca.
Plants, flowers, trees, and stuff. Brought to you by Pike Nurseries.
On 95.5 WSB.
Good Saturday morning to you. Here we are on Peachtree Street in Midtown Atlanta. A very chilly 30, 31 degrees. You're going to wake up to cold weather, folks. Some of you may wake up to snow, depending on where you are located in North Georgia. So good morning. Welcome to Green and Growing. Of course, I'm your host, Ashley Frasca, out of the traffic seat that I sit in Monday through Friday mornings and Saturday mornings, here to talk to you about plants, flowers, trees, and stuff. I love how we came up with that in the show open, because we really want this show, Green and Growing, to encompass more than just lawns and gardens. There's so much more to our outdoor world, like houseplants and birds and just things in nature. And eventually, over time, what I'd really like to cover on the show too is recycling and conservation, and just the name Green and Growing leaves us open to so many topics and so many things that I can discover and research and learn about for you and then share my knowledge with you. So last weekend was a blast. I really appreciate everybody bringing me back for my second show today, 8 minutes after the hour. So really, the theme of the show today is birding. I went to a fantastic birding class at Pike Nursery a few weeks ago and got so many good tips and so many good ideas. And birding is something that you can be doing right now despite the cold weather, especially important now to be observing your backyard birds, even in the parks and things like that, but really when they need food and they need to be storing up energy as well. So we'll talk about that and, of course, take all of your calls. I'd like to hear from more of you today, 404-872-0750. Of course, the number here on 95.5 WSB. Already have some calls lined up, and I have a special piece I want to share with you momentarily, but first, I would love to go down to Spalding County and say good morning to Nicole. Hey, Nicole, good morning.
Ashley.
I missed hearing from you last Saturday, but how are you?
Fine. I want to commit you on the Master Gardening course. Oh, Ashley, you're going to be so impressed, because they share from one state to the other and from one country to the other now. And you can go inside the room, and they have walls and walls of reading. Master Gardener is the real thing.
It really is. You know, I mean, you have to commend. We have such a good flagship institution here in Georgia, the University of Georgia, of course, their College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, and the UGA Extension offices that put on those Master Gardener courses. So, Nicole, maybe for someone that's from a state that doesn't have that, or someone new to gardening that doesn't know what we're talking about, what are Master Gardener classes?
I don't know how many hours. They teach you, I guess, once a week or twice a week, and a lot of speaker, and they talk about soil, and they talk about every single thing. The best thing is the big book that they give you. I mean, this book is only for Master Gardener, and all the topic, and sometimes you don't remember, you go back to this book, and it's the real thing. It's research-based, and there's no lies, no amplification of stuff, you know.
Right.
Master Gardeners, once a year, I don't know what mine was, from November to March, but it's been 2001. It's been a long time.
And they're free. That's a great resource that the University of Georgia and the Extension offices provide us as citizens. So depending on what county you live in here in Metro Atlanta, you would call 1-800-ASK-UGA1, and they are able to hook you up with your local County Extension office, and then you can, like you said, find out when the classes begin and end. And I'll tell you, Nicole, as many years as you and I have spoken, I've admired your knowledge and just your curiosity for nature and things like that. And I'd always talk to you about wanting to do Master Gardener classes, but at the time, years ago on WSB, I was working traffic in the mornings and then had to go straight to Herman Cain's radio show that was 3 hours in the morning. And this was always the time of day that the classes were offered. Of course, a lot of retired folks and things go to the classes, so they're during the weekdays, and I could never make it. And wouldn't you know it, just fate came together in 2020 that the classes are in my area on Saturdays, and I can go after this show. So yeah, I mean, people like you have motivated me, Nicole, to do it, and I'm so looking forward to it. I actually have my first class today. I'm such a nerd. I have my notebook. I have my pen. I'm ready to go. My first class today, my first Master Gardener class, is after the show. It's about edible landscapes. So that's really just a huge topic, but a fun thing to open with, right?
Yes, pair with somebody that's older, because they have the skill inside, you know, their garden and everything. But you're going to learn so much because they have the knowledge. But you have to be committed because you have to go and give back some hours after that. In those days, it was 80 hours of community hours. And they expect you to read, before you get to the class, they expect to read maybe sometime 100 pages. If you like reading, it's the best. But it is a base research. That's why it's so important. There's no fake. It's all there.
Yeah.
And so many states that share all the information, that's what's important too.
Oh yeah, I've come across articles from the University of Minnesota and Texas A&M, and I mean, all of them sharing research about whether pests or diseases or things like that. So it's amazing, yeah, things that affect us nationwide. But I think that's important that you said that. I love continuing education. I always loved school. I loved going to college. And so this is kind of continuing education. But the second part of the Master Gardener course, as you mentioned, is volunteerism. And that means something to me, too. I'm pretty involved in a lot of organizations in Metro Atlanta. But giving back and beautifying, whether, you know, it's something in your neighborhood or a local park or maybe a community garden or something like that, or a tree sale, you know, volunteering to work a tree sale or a plant sale. I think that's so important for people to really, you know, interact with the community and see what their work is producing and how people are attracted to it.
So how long are yours going to last, Ashley?
It's like every other Saturday, so they don't end till September. And then there's a couple of months where it's just one Saturday. So pretty much from now through September, and that's for my county up in Northwest Georgia. And other counties are different, you know, and they're, like you said, their schedules are different as well. So, Nicole, that's great. I really appreciate you bringing that up, and I appreciate you calling today, too.
Enjoy your day, Ashley.
Oh, you too. I hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm down there. I think you're south of I-20, though. You may not see the big white S word. We're not sure yet.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think so. All right. You take care, Nicole. Thank you so much for calling.
Enjoy your day.
You too. 404-872-0750. So going back to today's theme, but like I said, we will take calls on anything you're curious about, anything you need help with in your garden, 404-872-0750. But the birding class that I took at Pike Nursery, I always get the opportunity to be out on the streets, and I carry a microphone everywhere I go, and I want to pick people's brains and learn more from them. So this is just a little sneak peek of how that birding class went when I was over in West Cobb County. So what's your first name? Where are you from?
Barry. I'm from Mableton.
And what are you doing at Pike Nursery today?
I'm enjoying the lesson with Mickey on birding.
Give me one thing you learned today. I know you learned a lot, but one thing you learned today that you didn't already know.
About the robins. When they look like they're listening for the food moving in the ground, they're actually just looking.
And what birds are your favorite ones that you see in your landscape?
I see great blue herons, and I see plenty of geese. The hawks are awesome to know that there's a healthy environment to support their being there.
So you must live near the water.
I do. I have a pond in the backyard, and there's a large lake in the neighborhood.
So how fun is that to have that in your landscape? That's something different.
Oh, it's fantastic. When I first moved there, I was always deterring my time to fishing, but now I do gardening.
My name is Jessie Sharp, and we live here in Kennesaw.
Give me one thing you learned at this birding class today that you didn't know about birds.
I think the ground-dwelling, the low-dwelling birds were very interesting.
What are some of the birds that you see in your landscape?
Cardinals. And we had a bunch of doves the other day. That kind of surprised me. We hadn't seen those yet.
Describe your yard to me. What makes it hospitable to be in a good habitat for birds?
Well, we just built a new house, so we're working on the hospitality, but we have bird feeders right now, so that's drawing in our cardinals.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Mike Filardi from Marietta.
Why are you at a birding class today?
We wanted to see what birds we could attract to our condo.
What birds are you currently seeing?
A lot of birds I don't want to see. We're looking for hummingbirds, okay? And love to see some cardinals.
One thing in this class in particular that you learned today that you didn't already know.
Hummingbirds will go after plants, not just water.
My name is Kimberly, and I live right here in West Cobb.
So we met at a Pike nursery. What were we doing here this morning?
Learning about how to attract birds in your yard. It was just fun. Something, a way to start your Saturday with that was something different for me.
Now, what's one cool thing or one really interesting thing you learned that's like still stuck in your brain from this morning?
I guess I love the part on the hummingbirds. I've had a hummingbird feeder for a couple of years. I haven't hung it, and now I'm more motivated to do that this year. And she said not to do that until May. And she gave us the tips on how to make our own nectar to put in that feeder.
And what are some of the birds that you see already in your yard or in your landscape?
I always see blue jays. I see cardinals.
It's Scott Slade. Did you know you can listen to Green and Growing with Ashley Frasca on Saturday mornings on your smart speaker? And me too, weekday mornings. Just tell your smart speaker, play 95.5 WSB, and we're on. 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Brian, here's can I see that paper for a sec?
Huh, that's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
For those of you who don't know, that is from Family Guy, Surfin' Bird. I love it. I thought it was appropriate for today's theme. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Jason, for tracking that down. All right. So something a little more serious today. The weather brought to you by Finley Roofing. I know a lot of you want to know. So according to Kirk Mellish's blog on WSBRadio.com, an interesting system coming in after 7 a.m. today, give or take a couple of hours, but ending after lunchtime. Some snow, some rain, no freezing rain, thankfully, though. Highs are only going to reach 46 in mid-40s today. Light snow developing throughout the morning and lows overnight dipping down to about 33. A warm-up tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. High of 57 and low of 44. So definitely stick with WSB Radio and WSBRadio.com, our app, for this winter weather advisory, just to see what we can expect after sunrise this morning. Now it's time for your garden to-do list and what I want you doing this weekend.
Green and Growing!
Green and Growing with Ashley Frasca. Here's your garden to-do list this week.
So I get it. I totally respect the fact that it's like 30 degrees. A lot of you may not get out today except to run to the grocery store, maybe for milk and bread. But I guarantee there are always things you can be doing in the landscape. Maybe wait till tomorrow, a high of around 57. It's going to be a little more pleasant and hopefully drier. Cutting back pampas grass and maiden grass. A lot of you may have already seen that done in your areas, but still now is a good time to do it. Leave brown stems up to maybe about 12 inches high. Doing that with a machete or something very, very sharp is really going to save you a lot of time, be a more efficient way to do it. Controlling ivy. Walter Reeves has shared some emails that he has gotten from some of you over the course of a couple of weeks about ivy crawling up into your homes or cinder block or just invading the yard. Now that everything else is brown and lacking leaves, you're really able to tackle that English ivy, whether it's with a weed eater, Roundup, or manual removal. And one of the last things to do, according to the University of Georgia, the College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, a new pest to invade peach trees. Go figure, they're really on the move with the San Jose thing. So horticultural oil, this is now a good time to apply that to peach trees prior to the onset of bud swell, which is about this time of year. Don't prune the peach trees yet, but now that you can actually see the tree without any leaves or anything like that, a good application of horticultural oil may be good. 404-872-0750. David, hey, really quickly in Fayetteville, I wanted to get your question. Good morning.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call, Ashley. Trying to establish mink in a fairly large area and wanted to see if I can use either pre-emergent or broadleaf weed killer to control chickweed.
Yes. Okay. So two different questions, right? So what's the area where you've got that you're imagining to put the vinca? Is it kind of partial shade, deep shade?
It's a filtered shade under some pine trees in the front yard, and it's a fairly large area. The vinca has already started. It's just this winter, last winter, I spent a good bit of time hand pulling the chickweed.
Okay, yep. So when you have chickweed in different grasses, there's definitely a difference on how you can apply that. But we're really talking about it's invading more of just a perennial bed type area that you want to do. So imazoquin, that's like Image. Image is a brand of imazoquin. That's the chemical in it, Image for nutgrass. That can be applied as long as, you know, nothing in the area is really trying to fight off the vinca. So if really chickweed is just what you're dealing with, that might be a good chemical to use, or Weed Be Gone. You can also use something called Weed Be Gone. That's going to help with chickweed as well. Yeah, just a light spot spray, you know, where it needs to be. That should help you get it under control.
Excellent. All right. Well, appreciate the tip very much.
Thank you so much, David. And you know what I would love? I have a Facebook page, Green and Growing WSB is the Facebook page. I would love for all of you to share pictures with me of how the vinca turns out or things that you're trying in the landscape. I want to learn and kind of follow along with you as you're trying these things. So coming up on 628 now, 95.5 WSB, you're listening to Green and Growing. We'll be right back after this.
Growing with Ashley Frasca.
Plants, flowers, trees, and stuff. Brought to you by Pike Nurseries.
On 95.5 WSB.
Welcome back to Green and Growing on 95.5 WSB. I'm Ashley Frasca along with you until 9 a.m. this morning. The theme of the show is going to be birding. I'll be joined by Mickey Gasaway later in the show, and also a researcher from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology as well, to really kind of pique your interest, hopefully, about birding if it's something you've never done. I said birding at work to my male coworkers the other day, and they didn't understand. They were like, burning? Burning? Bernie Sanders? Like, what are you talking about? So birding, just the taking time to sit outside in nature and just relax and watch the birds and just be curious about the world around you. And I mean, I don't know, I'm in my late 30s and maybe that sounds like an older person thing to do, but I have always really enjoyed just identifying birds. I've got a really good bird book I'll share with you later in the show. And also taking your calls, 404-872-0750. If you're wondering what you can be doing today, if you want to be out and about in this cold weather, just bundle up. Kirk Mellish says that some of this winter weather advisory, a lot of it may taper off after lunchtime, maybe perhaps 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Today and this weekend is the North Atlanta Home Show at the Infinite Energy Center up in Gwinnett. Dave Baker will be broadcasting live from there, and you'll be able to catch him once the doors open at 10 a.m. Of course, his show is 10 to noon. And then Atlanta Living with Belinda Skelton, she'll be there as well. The doors open at 10, and admission is typically $6 if you buy online, or $8 if you buy at the box office. You're free if you're a senior citizen over the age of 65, or if you bring the kids and they're 12 and under, they get free admission as well. So that going on today and tomorrow. You can find out more information at NorthAtlantaHomeShow.com. Really appreciate all of us being able to be a part of that show year after year. It's a great show and something really fun to do with the family. And also, later on in the show, we'll tell you more about the free orchid class at select Pike Nursery stores today, so you want to stay tuned for that. 404-872-0750. Out to the phones we go. Mike, you're the second caller from Griffin this morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing okay.
Great, great. How can we help?
I have some Leland cypress trees in the yard. Mm-hmm. And just to make it short and sweet, the needles, the trees, one of them has started turning brown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to know what is the cause of that.
Now, this could be one of two things. There was a drought that occurred like in the fall of last year, and a lot of them just became really stressed with the drought. So hopefully, if we just take the easy route and think that that may be it, there's not anything you can do. A lot of them will green back up. Walter and I have kind of noticed this pattern over the last few months. So that could be. But if you really want to get down in there and check for ceridium canker, that is something that is quite common in Leland cypress as well. What you want to do, you can see the canker damage if you skin back the bark with a pocket knife, and you'll be able to kind of see that closer to where the branch, the limb meets the tree. So that might be something you want to look carefully into as well, because once the canker is infecting the tree, there's not a whole lot you can do at that point. You can cut out some of the limbs and the dieback, you know, to slow it maybe, but there's just no fungicide. There's no nothing that you can do. So if that's something you want to look a little more carefully into, that might be good.
Okay. One of them, I know I started seeing that, and maybe I'd heard about that before, the canker thing that you mentioned, and and I cut a couple limbs off, and the one tree, and you know that helped it, and it's not that way. But one of the other trees is just about completely brown, so it probably needs to be cut down.
Yeah, that will probably not bounce back, unfortunately, once an evergreen is gone like that. So yeah, it sounds to me maybe it's just drought. So I would kind of maybe just, you know, make sure it stays evenly watered throughout these cold months, and just hope that it's going to bounce back a little bit. And for anybody that's looking to plant Leland cypress, they're so popular, of course. It's like a screening, you know, tree as well.
Yeah.
But just shallowly rooted. You got to water it deeply. So, yeah, I think you might be okay, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Have a good weekend. You enjoy. Stay warm. 404-872-0750. So visit walterreeves.com if you want to know more about what Ceridium canker looks like. So many of us want to do anything we can to protect our Leland cypress. They're so important. And of course, you don't want to cut them down because they're going to take a long time to come back if you have to plant new ones and you're using them as a privacy hedge. So speaking of Walter, Walter's wondering. That's something that we know our friend does, and he wants to learn about the world around him. So recently had a conversation with Walter about something he wanted to share with us.
Walter's Wondering.
Walter's Wondering. The definitive questions and answers from WSB's OG garden guru, Walter Reeves.
All right, in this part of the show, folks, Walter wonders. You've known his voice for 26 years on the show. Couldn't be a garden show on WSB Radio in Atlanta without Walter. So Walter wonders about things that he sees in the landscape as he's driving around, maybe even things, questions, problems that he hears from you, and kind of observing those and then sharing the observations with us. So, Walter, thanks for coming back today.
Oh, it's great fun. Great fun, Ashley. I got an email this past week from a woman who was wondering, would it be bad to spread the ashes of her beloved dog on her landscape? And the answer is no. There's no problem at all. Ashes of humans or animals, for that matter, there's no problem in putting them on the landscape.
Now, you with the chemistry background that you have, what's the physical components of ashes?
For the human and for the animal, it would be mostly calcium, because calcium is in your bones, and that's the last thing that gets deteriorated by the flames. And for wood ashes, there's a little bit of potassium, mostly carbon in wood ashes, I guess. The advantage of having calcium in the cremated ashes from an animal or a person is the calcium acts like lime on your soil. And we know that lime is good for your garden, good for your lawn, good for your this, that, and the other. And so you certainly can say you're actually doing a benefit for the lawn or the landscape by spreading ashes, both cremated ashes and lawn ash or wood fire ash. And the only, I guess, worry might be for wood ashes is you don't want to put too much. They have a lot of ability to raise the pH of the soil pretty high, and that's not good for grasses. So you have a limit on how much ashes you can put out on your lawn or your landscape. If I were going to give a idea of how much, it would be around 20 pounds of ashes per 1,000 square feet. So it would be a bucket of ashes per 1,000 square feet would be about what I think is safe. And you could probably do that twice a year.
This lady that emailed you that question, which is a great question, did she have some particular area in the landscape in mind? I mean, you've got vegetable garden bed, you've just got the flower bed across the lawn. It could really benefit all of those areas.
I think all of them. And it's completely sterile, so there's no worry of disease or anything like that to put in near the vegetables or something she might eat. So there's no problem there. But I told her, one of the notes that I made for her in my reply, it might have an indirect benefit, because if this is a place that she's remembering her beloved pet and she visits that area more often, then she might find bugs and diseases and problems with her landscape plants there that she might not find otherwise. So if she visits frequently to mourn and remember her pet, then she might be a better landscaper because of that. It might be a better area because of it, because she came and watched. That's the best fertilizer there is, the gardener's shadow.
I love that.
The gardener's shadow, best fertilizer you can put on.
So put some super important attention to those places in particular, sure. And so we talk about nutrients in the soil, kind of what things they need. One of the most prevalent questions you got on the Lawn and Garden Show was folks just, well, I've heard I need lime. I'm probably going to go out and buy it. Walter, what do I do? Do they need it? Do they not? Tell them how to do it properly.
You know, I want to go back before that and say something that I have not done a good job on the radio. You will do a better job, I'm sure, Ashley. How big is your lawn?
Oh, if
sir,
numbers,
ma'am.
Forget it.
If numbers, forget it. That's the way a lot of people feel. And I just said a minute ago, 40 pounds of ashes per 1,000 square feet is the maximum I put down in a year, 20 pounds at one time. But how many 1,000 square feet do you have in your lawn, Ashley Frasca?
Well, I mean, folks think of it in terms of I'm on an acre. I'm on half an acre.
How many 1,000 square feet in an acre?
I don't know.
That's exactly the answer most people would give.
And your lawn is not like perfectly square, no. So it's tough to figure if you grid it out.
Yeah.
And
then if you're on an acre lot, the house is part of that.
Right.
The driveway is part of that. The back patio is part of that. It doesn't get fertilized or lime applied to it. It's not hard to do. It's just something you do once and mark the marks on the door of your garage or put it somewhere where you don't forget. But you try to divide the yard into as many rectangles as you can because a rectangle is easy to deal with. Width and height. Add them all together, 4,500 square feet. So that's how I did it. You can pace it off if you like pacing things off and doing that. But it's important to know how big your lawn is because so many bags of fertilizer say covers 15,000 square feet, covers 10,000 square feet. If you don't know how big your lawn is, the temptation is to say,
I'm just going to put it in a spreader and just let it go.
Yeah, let it go. Just put it out there. Put 20 pounds per 1,000, 80 pounds. Yeah, right. It's not a good idea. So for lime, the powdery stuff, you know, you put out. Mm-hmm. The reason you put lime out is because it makes nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus and potassium as the plant really needs. It makes it more available to the plant. So for lime, the general recommendation is 40 pounds of lime per 1,000 square feet. And if you do that, then you make the nitrogen and the phosphorus and the potassium out of the fertilizer bag more available to your plants, which is what you want. You don't want to waste your dollars when you buy a fertilizer. You don't want that dollar that you buy nitrogen and buy the lawn fertilizer. You don't want that to be wasted.
So if I've never limed anything in my yard in 9 years, probably be a good thing to do.
Probably a good thing to do because soil in Georgia tends to be more acid than it should be. And the more acid soil is, the less available nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are to the plant. And if you haven't done it in 9 years, I'm going to take a flyer here and say 50 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
And what's the time of year now?
Any dang time you get around to it. Because it takes lime a while to dissolve. It takes months and months, really. Have a soil test done, Ms. Frasca, University of Georgia soil test.
1-800-ASK-UGA1 is the phone number you can call to find your local county extension. 1-800-ASK-UGA1.
Very good.
Folks, all the things you've always wondered about liming your landscape, your lawn, your flower beds, there you have it. Now we just got to get you a measuring tape and off you go. Thank you, Walter.
A pleasure to be fun with you.
Anything with numbers, you can forget about it. That's why I went to a broadcasting school. So thank you, Walter. That was extremely helpful. And I want to share with all of you, Walter took a trip to New Zealand right after his semi-retirement. And he has been posting some fabulous pictures from New Zealand. If you're on Instagram by chance, follow him. Just type in Georgia Gardener. And there you will find Walter's profile and his page and some of the really quirky, fun pictures and experiences he's had in New Zealand. So coming up on 6:48 now on 95.5 WSB. Of course, we're going to keep a close eye on the traffic today and the weather. So let's get out to Mike Shields in the traffic center.
Scott Slade here on your WSB weekend. Enjoy green and growing with Ashley Frasca and Dave Baker's Home Fix It this morning on 95.5 WSB. The WSB News team, meteorologist Kirk Mellish and I, will be here Monday morning with Atlanta's Morning News. Here's Ashley.
Eagles, hawks, any kind of bird of prey, that is the theme of the show today. Birding, we're going to get a lot more into attracting birds to your backyard. I've got a lot of information for you. Pretty jam-packed show leading up to 9 o'clock this morning. So right now, coming up on 655, Green and Growing on 95.5 WSB. Want to give you a weather update brought to you by Finley Roofing. A lot of you need to know. There's a winter weather advisory, and you can check out Kirk Mellish's blog on WSBRadio.com. The system coming in maybe sometime after 7 a.m. this morning. Some snow and some rain, but no freezing rain. Thankfully, it'll be moving out pretty quickly. So a high of only around 46 today, lows in the lower 30s, some accumulation possible, but a lot of that is going to affect the area of Metro Atlanta north of I-20. And then tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, hopefully a little bit better conditions, high around 57 and a low around 44. Your complete weather forecast comes up in 10 minutes on 95.5 WSB. Really quickly, Green and Growing, things to do now.
Green and Growing. Ashley Frasca's top three things to do this weekend.
So definitely, if you are into peach trees, it is not the time to prune the peach trees right now, but the UGA Extension warning folks, peach growers, to be vigilant of San Jose scale. So that is just a pervasive bug that can affect peach crops, and now is the time to start treating that as well. This time of year, it's important to watch the temperature, because horticultural oil, which is what you need to apply to fend some of that off, it can cause considerable tree damage and injury if it's too cold or if the temperature is like over 65 degrees. So right now we're kind of in that sweet spot, late January, February, to apply horticultural oil to peach trees prior to the onset of the bud swell, when you really start seeing some of those blooms start to take shape. So that is a big one. Controlling English ivy. You can get out there tomorrow and really kind of see what you're working with, since not a lot of other things are growing or green right now. You'll be able to see just how to take it back. Manual removal, Roundup, using a weed eater just to kind of get in there initially is probably the best thing. And third, cutting back pampas and maiden grass, something you're going to need a really sharp tool for. It takes a lot of physical activity. Those of you who have done it know that. And kind of a tip, section it off with duct tape. That makes it a little more manageable to try to, you know, cut away at section by section instead of going after the whole thing. Leave the brown stems about 12 inches high. I do want to take some of your calls coming up at 7 o'clock. Plus, I'll be joined by Mickey Gazaway in studio and a special guest, a conversation I'll be having with Becca Radomski-Bish all the way from Ithaca, New York, about the Great Backyard Bird Count. That is something that's fun coming up next weekend. And I want as many of you involved as we can get, because I kind of put a challenge on the table and I don't want to lose. I don't like losing. So Michael and McDonough and Lucille and Ball Ground, y'all stick around. And the rest of you, you can call Green and Growing at 404-872-0750. We'll be back after a quick check of news, weather, and traffic on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.